We have on the line this morning the mayor-elect for the city of Elyria, Frank Whitfield. Frank, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, great. Maybe not as great as you are. Take us back, I guess, maybe, 6 months ago or so when you really decided that you thought you could lead the city of Elyria.
Yeah. So first off, I want to thank the residents of Elyria for listening to me and voting for me. Last night was a historic night, not only for myself, but for the city. And we took a huge leap forward, and I think we're being those pioneers that we've always been. But 6 months ago, I talked to my wife, and I said, I really feel this calling to lead this city. And based on the connection I have, relationships, et cetera, and it was a huge step of faith. I stepped down from my job to do this. And we worked our tails off for 6 months, knocking on doors, talking to residents, engaging them. And the more we got into the campaign, the more that was revealed about what this city needed and why I believed I was the best person for it. And so it's just been an amazing journey. I'm just proud of the residents. I'm proud of our volunteers. We had over 40 volunteers throughout the process. We just were engaging people, listening to people. And our thought was always, this wasn't about running against any candidate. This was saying, was there enough people in the city who wanted to see change and wanted to see the city with a vision and wanted to work together to make this city great and make the city work for everyone? And there was enough folks for it. So I'm appreciative of it.
Frank, you mentioned what the city needs. What does the city of Elyria need?
Well, I think the number one thing is a vision. I mean, if you ask people, where's the city of Elyria going right now? I don't think a lot of people could answer you that question, what direction we're moving. So the first thing I'm hoping to build is a shared vision for where we're going. What will Elyria look like in 20 years? How are we going to be competitive in this ever-changing economy and this ever-changing world? So having a vision. The second thing we know for a fact is jobs. We know that we've lost a number of jobs in the city, and we're going to need to rebuild our economy and diversify it so that it can withstand recessions and withstand, global economic issues. And then we know that the city needs unity. This whole idea of north side, west side, south side, black and white, there's a lot of division, police, community. There's a lot of division in the city. And I'm hoping to bring the type of leadership that bridges that gap that we can work together on.
When you look at the Midway Mall area, what do you see in your vision?
Yeah, I think it's the most prime real estate we have in the city. It's the most important piece of real estate. It's what people first see when they drive into our city. So whatever it is, it needs to be something that I believe we're proud of. It can't just be anything because it will be the face of our city when people enter it. So I could see a number of things happening there. I'm looking forward to exploring. I've talked to major fulfillment centers about that being an operational site for data centers and web services. I've talked to folks about that being a convention center and hosting people from around the world and around the country to host their conventions and conferences in the city. So, we got to work with the owners of the space, and hopefully they're easy to work with and willing to negotiate. If not, hopefully we can assume ownership of the space and develop it ourselves. So this whole concept of We Elyria, my commitment and belief throughout this was that together we could transform the city, that if we took ownership and not waited for things to happen, but made them happen. And that's what we did throughout this campaign. We didn't wait. We worked. And I want to bring that same energy to City Hall, where we take ownership and leadership and we're proactive on developing our city.
Last night when we received our first batch of numbers from the Board of Elections, it was clear that you had a lot of votes in the absentee balloting, and I'm assuming you worked hard to get a lot of people to the polls. Was that the case?
Yeah, I think that one of the messages that we have to start to push better is that people have 30 days to vote. I think oftentimes we're like, we only push election day. We say, oh, you go on election day and vote, and, with a lot of people, life happens. Kids get sick, car breaks down, get called into work, and if we put all the pressure on that one day, I don't think that's healthy. So we really push that message: if you got 30 days to vote, and use one of these days that you have to drive up to the Board of Elections, cash your ballot, and from a lot of people, it's their first time doing it, and a lot of them were pleased. They're like, man, this was so much easier than waiting in a line. I could do it when the weather was nice. I could do it on my own terms. So you know, we hope that this is a new trend, that people look at voting early as one of the better options as opposed to waiting to the last day of the 30 days to vote.
Do you hope to continue your frank conversations with the public to keep an ear on what people want?
Yeah, we heard what people wanted. Now we tell people if we want, we will be back to ask them how they want to be involved. So, I'm telling the residents of Elyria to roll your sleeves up, because now the next door knocking, the next conversations are, how do you want to be involved? Again, this is about us taking ownership of our city. And so the conversation now is, how do you want to be involved? We're ready for you. How do you want to be involved? And I think people are ready to be activated. They're ready to be engaged. And so we got to, I'm going to use my community organizing skills to, make sure people are getting in the right positions and the right roles, and that they're being supported. And this is bigger than me. This is not just about the mayor's office. I think we're going to see implications with this with our schools. We're going to see implications with this with our businesses. So I'm just hoping to be a catalyst and a vehicle to help make some of these things happen. But we have to do this together.
Well, congratulations on your win, Frank, and we look to future conversations with you as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Frank Whitfield, the mayor-elect for the city of Elyria, joining us this morning.